From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia continues to bomb Syria from Iran. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. The first round of airstrikes Tuesday were aimed at Islamic State as well as the jihadist group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as the al-Nusra Front. Now, U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Carver in Iraq says the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their missions.
The Russians did notify the coalition as per the Memorandum of Understanding for Safety of Flight.
The Russian aircraft took off from the airbase located around 280 kilometers southwest of Tehran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner indicated that the Russians are not just going after militant groups like Islamic State and Nusra Front.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. And I think it speaks to the continuation of a pattern that we've seen of Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes. Now it appears with Iran's direct assistance.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel in the training camps of Islamic State and the Jabhat al-Nusra terror group. The second highest-ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. Ministry spokesman Jong Jun-hee announced that Tae Young-ho had arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and that they are currently under government protection. Tae told South Korean officials that he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, also for a desire for South Korean democracy and because of concern over his children's future. This is VOA News. In Turkey Wednesday, the government issued a decree allowing for the conditional release of about 38,000 prisoners that will reduce the prison population and allow for the detention of coup attempt plotters. Tuesday, prosecutors demanded a long prison sentence for exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of being behind last month's failed military coup. Turkey is demanding his extradition from the United States. In the meantime, a pro-Kurdish newspaper, the Özgür Gündem, has been closed after being accused of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The paper's editor-in-chief, Zana Kaya, said the government is capturing all state mechanisms to build a dictatorship and shape the country the way it wants to. Turkey, under a state of emergency, has closed 130 media outlets in the weeks following the coup attempt. The United Nations is condemning an attack on Monday by the Saudi-led coalition on a hospital in Yemen that local health officials report has left 18 people dead and another 18 wounded. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. The rural hospital in northwestern Yemen was supported by the charity Doctors Without Borders.
The attack on the Abs Hospital in Hajjah Governorate is the latest of more than 70 health centers that have been damaged or destroyed since March 2015. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA many of these health facilities have been deliberately targeted.
Both sides have been responsible. In some cases, there has been the use of medical facilities for military purposes as well.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for a prompt, effective, and impartial investigation into the attack. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Secretary General points out that hospitals and medical personnel are explicitly protected under international humanitarian law.
The Democratic Party has failed and betrayed the African American community.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigning today in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Mr. Trump shook up the top leadership of his campaign today, less than 3 months before Americans choose who will take over the White House in January. He hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the conservative news website Breitbart, to be campaign chief executive officer and promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. His campaign said Bannon's position will involve oversight of staff and major campaign initiatives, while Conway will focus on messaging and frequent travel with the candidate. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.